Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Mayor Walsh may also have to spend some extra time with one New England driver who took to Twitter with this complaint after Boston was picked for the U.S. Olympic bid. Quote, "I'm already stuck in traffic for the 2024 Boston Olympics." You too might think that a weeks-long mega sporting event would jam Boston's already congested roads into even more gridlock. But, as WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports, traffic during the Olympics could be better than ever.
You might be one of the many Bostonians already getting heartburn about traffic 10 years from now. At a meeting of the opposition group No Boston Olympics last week, Monica Bowen said in 2024, all of Boston will be like the mess around Fenway Park during Red Sox games.
It's going to be a chaos, and that's just speaking about transportation.
Chaos is exactly what people in Los Angeles were afraid of when they hosted the Summer Games in 1984. Everyone drives there. LA's interwoven highways have long been legendary for bumper-to-bumper traffic, except for during the Olympics.
It was just remarkable about how cool it was. I had lived in Los Angeles for 20 years, and I had never, ever seen it like that.
That's Ted Vollmer, who was a Metro reporter for the Los Angeles Times back in 1984. In the run-up to the Olympics, his own newspaper was scaring readers with words like Carmageddon. But the opposite happened. Vollmer says you could fly down the 405 like it was an empty country road.
Everybody was, you know, obviously elated. You know, they were cheering. Everybody had grins on their face when they came into work.
So what happened? Well, years of planning happened. City officials encouraged carpooling and bus riding. They made two-way streets into one-way speedways. Telephone hotlines kept people informed. Employers gave workers flex hours, and shippers scheduled all truck deliveries for nighttime. Collectively, Vollmer says, those small reductions had a huge impact.
Which was enough to go from about 10 miles an hour to free flow at 65 or 70.
Traffic on the busiest day of the Olympics, which everyone had been calling Black Friday, was so light, commuters named it Good Friday. Now, not every host city has been able to copy LA's traffic miracle. In 2012, London added special road lanes for Olympics traffic, but there was confusion over when the public could use them. And every city's different. One clue may come from Boston hosting the Democratic National Convention 10 years ago.
There was a lot of people who were predicting gridlock and mayhem, and we didn't see that.
That's Tom Tinlin, who headed the planning committee for DNC Transportation. He's with Mass Highway now. Back then, he was Boston's transportation commissioner. Tinlin says due to security around the Fleet Center, his team had to close Interstate 93 in both directions. But thanks to advance notice, that did not lead to massive traffic jams, like when protesters blocked that same highway last week.
And what you do is you provide information to people so that they can better plan their day.
People got the message. They came to work earlier or later. Others used ferries and water taxis. Some took vacation that week. Many worked from home. Those same strategies, Tinlin says, would work even better today, now that people have social media, traffic apps, and smartphones.
You know, in the summertime, how often you send somebody an email and you get a response from somebody's iPhone and they might be sitting on the beach in Falmouth? The ability to work around large-scale events is easier now, probably, than ever before, but not as easy as it's going to be in 2024.
Back in 1984, Olympics traffic turned out to be a breeze. Former LA Times reporter Ted Vollmer says Angelenos were hoping to keep a good thing going.
And it didn't. The day after the Olympics ended, the rush hour traffic went back to bumper to bumper. You know, as one transportation official put it at the time, the party's over.
If Los Angeles is any example, driving during the Summer Games in Boston doesn't have to become its own Olympic sport. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.